Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Spoke with a friend of mine over the weekend. He had been working at McCormick Place. He, of course, has been out of work since March. He filed for unemployment back in March, and he is still today, in almost December, tomorrow, waiting for his first check. He has not received a thing from unemployment. So he described the whole frustrating scenarios. You've heard these before. We've talked about it in various shows here on WGN. Hours waiting on hold. He was getting transferred to busy signals, getting in the queue, waiting for 3 weeks for a call back, only to get called back, and then that person either can't help you or transfers you again. Still, he has no answer. So that's one problem that's still out there. Now we've learned in just the last week or so that there's another big problem, and it's affecting 212,000 people in the state of Illinois. Maybe you or someone you know is impacted. Victims of identity theft as scammers file for fraudulent unemployment benefits on your behalf, even though you didn't file. IDs were being stolen, we're told, and scammers are getting paid out in some cases, even before the families who legitimately are waiting months for their own benefits. Anyone who's gone through identity theft, you can attest that it is a difficult thing. It is a headache. It is so challenging to unwind the whole thing. Just ask State Senator John Curran. He's trying to get to the bottom of this because this happened to you, huh? State Senator, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Anna. Yes, back in July of this year, I was notified. Actually, my employer, we're part-time as elected officials, so many of us have another job. So my employer on the other side was notified that a claim had been filed for unemployment benefits while I was still employed. So I was notified and started this process back in July, and I can attest it is a daunting process to go through.
What would you just sort of tell anyone who's going through this? What would you do immediately if you find out you are a victim? You found out that way, you said. Some people I know are getting mailed these debit cards. We just heard from Dr. Steve. He got one of the unemployment debit cards to his address. So he found out that way. What do you do? What are the first steps you take?
The first step is you contact the police and make arrangements to get a police report on identity theft put together. And right after you contact the police, you should be contacting the credit agencies. Put a freeze on your credit with the three credit agencies. They have a temporary 120-day freeze that you can apply for. And then to extend it beyond that, you're going to need that police report, or at least the number of the police report. And third, you should be contacting your financial institutions, your bank, and put them on alert that you are the victim of identity theft, so to make sure that your accounts are in good standing, that there's been no fraudulent activity, and the bank should then have it noted that you are subject to identity theft and should put security measures in place. And finally, as you mentioned, you need to get on the phone and also file online with the Illinois Department of Employment and Security, IDES. And that in and of itself is a daunting task, but you got to start that process as well.
So did you get through?
That was the four-step plan I followed.
Did you get through all that already?
No. I did. It was back in July, much like what you just described from your friend with McCormick Place. It was very challenging getting through to IDES. The phone was constantly busy. Eventually, I was able to leave a callback number on the fraud portion of the hotline, and I did get a call back about 2.5 weeks later.
Okay, and you were able to. I think these issues are a little bit simpler to solve, I assume, because there's so many people who are in this boat right now to try to just, what you're just filing a report. Is that what they're going to want you to do?
Yes. I mean, actually, by the time I got a call back, Anna, my situation was handled because I found out about it. I had the best thing possible happen. My employer was notified, caught it right away, and from their end of it, they actually filed a challenge to the unemployment benefit claim. And by the time I got a call back 2.5 weeks later, I was notified that the claim was already denied through the employer's process, and I was able to track down the debit card that was issued to me. It was actually sent to an old address. Someone had gone into the system and changed my home address from what my employer had on file. But fortunately for me, I knew the people that still resided at that address, and they delivered that to me, and so I was able to destroy the card before there was any charges. made on my behalf.
Mm-hmm. Because once I get that card, my understanding is you can just use it?
Once you get that card, yes, they can use it, and that creates a whole other problem. What I should mention is the fifth thing people should do is you should contact your local senator or representative and let their office know that you're also subject to fraud, and we can be helpful in the process. And what we're one of the biggest problems we're facing in the constituents that we're helping is there are charges made on that card, and eventually IDES is going to issue a claim or a lien on those funds that are expended, which really, you know, people have gone through a very difficult process. It's just going through this fraudulent application, and then it's kind of like a slap in the face to then get a lien letter from IDES down the road. So that's been a very difficult part. I was very fortunate that I got a hold of that card. Many, many people do not. But if you do get a card in the mail, what we are telling everyone right now is you need to call the bank number on that card and have it canceled immediately. Okay. That's the best thing you can do to protect yourself.
Okay. And so contact the police. Credit, freeze your credit by TransUnion.com, Experian.com, Equifax.com, all three credit bureaus. Then you got to contact IDES. They're going to ask you to file. So then, and you say also call your local center, your local representative. And if you get one of those cards, you call the bank as well, the number listed on it. Senator, can I ask you something? It's a $100,000 question. I don't know anybody has answered this, but maybe you have some hint. What happened here? Where was this breach? Was it a federal system? Is this a dark web thing? Do you know where all this is coming from?
We don't know exactly. This is nationwide, though. So this is not just a state of Illinois issue. It's not a state of Illinois breach only. Most likely it's a dark web issue. However, I will tell you, and somehow people are successfully going in, fraudulent actors are going into the IDES system and changing addresses of recipients, and that's the mechanism they use to try to get a hold of these cards that are issued. And that part of it is very troubling, and that's something that we definitely need to get buttoned up.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We also hear from people who are now suddenly finding themselves unemployed, and they have already been a victim of this fraud, so they can't apply for legitimate benefits because they've already been taken out on their behalf. So it's a very difficult, complex web, and unwinding it, as you said. That's very helpful information, though. Can I ask you this? Do they have your Social Security number? What kinds of information do these scammers have once you figure out you're a victim? What do they have?
They do have your Social Security number. Whoever did this on my behalf had my Social Security number. There is a process you can go through with Social Security to get a new number issued. I can tell you I was advised not to go through that process just because it's so readily available out there in the dark web that it wouldn't be long and they would have my new number just as easily.
Jeez, how sad is that?
It is. So it's, so the most important thing, I mean, you've just got to button things down with your bank and the credit agencies. And like I said, you know, call us and let us help you. You know, we have no, we can't cut you in line with IDES right now. It's a 2-week wait for a callback. Back when in the summer, it was a 3-week wait. So that time frame has come down a little bit. It needs to come down to immediate, one day. And we have a long way to go, but we can at least help you in that process. We can get all your information together so that call with IDES is productive, and it's one phone call, and it's not a need for another call back. We'll help you organize your information so you have everything that IDES needs and ready to go waiting for that phone call.
All right. Well, you're helping a lot of folks doing this. Thank you, sir. I'm glad that you figured it out, and I hope that everyone else does too, because this is not fun. Not a fun thing to go through.
Well, thank you, Anna.
State Senator John Curran there, and we're going to talk to a longtime member of the WGN family, also was targeted by this. Andrea Darlis is going to join us coming up here because she found out some things too. Her reporter, instincts, and she made some calls, and she figured out a few things. She'll share it with us coming up on the show. It's 218. All right, continuing the talk about the unemployment scam with getting your identity stolen as a result of folks trying to file for fraudulent benefits on your behalf. I was talking to the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, who talked to us about this last week, and he was on air with us, and he said, you know, off air, he said, Andrea Darlis was a target of this. And I said, what? So I called you, Andrea, and asked you if you'd come on to share what happened to you. How are you, first of all? How is it over at the University of Illinois?
Hi, happy Thanksgiving post and happy holidays to you and all the listeners. And, you and I were having a conversation about this, and it was unbelievable. It came out of the blue, of course, and I got a phone call about 3.5 weeks ago from our HR director at WGN Radio, who's a friend, and said, hey, someone tried, you didn't leave your job at the U of I, did you? And I said, or lose it. I said, no. She said, someone filed a claim. They have your name and your social. So props to, you know, HR at WGN for noticing this immediately. And what happened, Anna, is they had my name, my social, and they filed a false unemployment claim against me using my name and social with WGN and my new employer, the University of Illinois. They had the name and the social right, but they had like the job title and the salary wrong. So there were some rights and some wrongs. So immediately what I did is I called Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau, and he said, you're not alone. They're getting, you know, folks from other media agencies, from, you know, state employees. So it's so widespread. So the first thing I had to do was call Illinois Department of Employment Security. And I was just listening to your other guest, too, the senator. Mm-hmm. Today is 3 weeks to the day, Anna, mm-hmm. that I called and tried to report this fraud. And I'm still waiting for a callback. So they're not a day or two or 3 weeks. They're 3 weeks behind it. I'm still waiting for a callback. And you can't go in person, and you can't file a claim online and call, because that ixnay, you know, that cancels one out. So you're literally in a lot, like a virtual line here, waiting for a callback, and that's where I stand right now.
And you did try to go online, or you did not? You're trying to, because you've already made the phone call asking for a callback. So then that means you can no longer go online.
Right, it negates it, but so, you know, you should only do one or the other, and it tells you that online, you know, so either you call and put yourself in a placeholder, but I've been told it's as long as filing online, the wait. So we're 3 weeks and counting right now. So in the meantime, I followed the advice of Steve Burness, and you have to file a police report. So you can call, if you live in the city, you can call 311, but unfortunately you do have to file a police report. Because this is technically identity theft. This is fraud. So I filed a police report. Freeze your credit. And this you can do online, Anna, with all three agencies, not just one. File it with all three, Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And then call your accountant, which I did, because some accountants will make you do this, some will not. Mm-hmm. But I filed with the IRS kind of an explanation as to what happened. Otherwise, like the senator said, you're going to have to go and get a brand new Social Security number, and that basically negates however many years of your existence. So I didn't want to go that right route, so I filed with the IRS kind of an explanation as to what happened. So if somebody tries to, you know, use my name or my social to get a refund, the IRS allegedly, my reporter still kicks in, Anna. We'll stop it at that point.
You know, that's another step I had not really heard much talked about. So you should file with the IRS as well and submit some sort of an explanation so that they have a heads up, because they're also going to try to bill you for the, you know, the taxes owed on the potentially the benefits that have been issued on your behalf in some cases, right? If they were actually cashed out come January, you're going to get that 1099 and they're going to ask you for taxes.
Absolutely. What you hit the nail right on the head. They're going to try and claim a refund in your name, or you're going to be hit with taxes on whatever it was. And here's the scariest part of all of this, Anna. Not so much that they have your name and your social, but after I put my name down on this virtual, you know, this virtual line that I'm in for IDES, they sent me a debit card saying, oh, okay, here, your claim's been approved. Here's your debit card. So if I'm the criminal, you know, I have a debit card now with funds allegedly on this card.
Oh my God.
And here's the tricky thing, too. You call the number on the card to file a complaint and say, hey, this isn't me. I don't need unemployment money right now. And it cuts you off. It hangs up on you.
Ah.
So if you do get the debit card, cut it up. Obviously, you're not going to use it because you're, you know, you'd be trying to cash in on a false claim. So that's the scary thing, too. So in the meantime, it's almost as though while you're waiting for a callback, Anna, mm-hmm. they're sending you funds.
Yeah,
That's the scary part.
And then the other scary part is, I just heard from the state senator, John Curran, who it's interesting how intricate, complex these things are. They have so much data on you. Like, they had his prior address in order to try to send it there, I guess hoping they'd intercept it at a prior address. With you, they had your job title and your salary correct, or not your job title, but at least had your salary correct, in addition to your name and social security number and so much other information. It's a lot of data.
Yeah. So, and it sounds scary at first. I mean, because I had a good 24 hours of freaking out, thinking, oh my gosh, so I'm checking, you know, and I would advise everybody, check your credit card every day and check your statements every day and your stocks and your, you know, whatever falls under your financial portfolio. Check that every day just to make sure everything is still in line and someone's not trying to open up credit. That's why freezing your credit. So nobody tries to open something in your name.
That's right. They can't make a major purchase, go buy, you know, a car, or take out credit cards in your name. If you go ahead and freeze your credit, it doesn't mean that you can't go ahead and do that. You can unfreeze it when you want to, or you can have a special passcode that you would provide in order to, if you decide you're going to buy a car and like, hey, your credit's frozen, you can still do that. It might take a few phone calls extra, but it's worth the peace of mind of knowing no one else can do that on your behalf.
Right, and another little piece of advice too, when you freeze your credit, you will choose either a password or a PIN or whatever you choose to unfreeze your credit. Choose a different one, a different password or a different PIN. Just mix it up. Don't use the same password for all three when you're freezing your credit or unfreezing it. That was another
little point.
Trick I learned as well. Mix up your passwords. Don't just keep using the same ones over and over again.
Well, I'm sorry the circumstances are so ugly, but you're totally helping. We just have a few seconds, Andrea. Are you enjoying being over at the University of Illinois?
I am. We're on Thanksgiving break right now, so the students are. But we're still hard at work, of course, Anna. So everything's good. The saliva testing went through. It worked out very well for most of our students. They're due back on January 25th, and everybody is safe and healthy. I hope the same with you and your family, too.
Thank you, Andrea. Keep working hard, and, you know, we'll talk soon, all right?
Sounds good. Sounds good, Anna, and best of luck, and if anybody else gets tagged with this, you're not alone.
Yeah.
I put a little note up on Facebook, and I think I had 50 responses from friends and coworkers and former coworkers who were saying, hey, we got it, too, so not alone.
Thanks, Andrea. Have a good afternoon, okay, and a good week, too.
Thanks, Anna. Take care.
It's bottom of the hour time, and that means it's time to go to the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom and get the news.
When you call Zing Health, you'll find Zing offers something unique from other Medicare Advantage plans. You find a warm voice who understands how to navigate the Medicare maze. Someone who helps you pick the right Medicare Advantage plan for you. When you call Zing Health, you find a trusted health advisor, and it feels amazing. Call Zing Health today, 1-844-7-